Hello, 2020. We finally made it. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Hello there, Sasha. Happy New Year to you. How are you doing?
Happy New Year, Paul. I'm doing great. You and I texted a little back and forth since New Year, but it's nice to see your beautiful face in the New Year.
So wonderful. You look so radiant in this new decade of 2020. The roaring 20s.
I know, the roaring 20s. I need to go get some flapper dresses this week.
Flapper dresses? Make sure not to tell a certain person in your house that you're going shopping. That's all I got to say. How many flapper dresses would... Now, will you go out and are you the type of person, will you just buy one or are you going to buy 40 of them because you're going to see them at this point?
Well, remember, that was the kind of person I was, but now I'm trying to be the minimalist. So I would just buy two or three. You know, in my 20s, I owned a flapper dress. It was really cute. It was white flapper and had a few layers, but... Right. I don't know what happens. That's a long time ago. So.
Well, I think a new one. Now, before I forget, and people can't see, but are you wearing a crown today? What is that on top of your head right now?
Oh, it's just like a knobby bun.
A knobby bun?
It's like a bun in the shape of a doorknob, I think.
A knobby bun. That sounds very, I don't know what it sounds like. So how was your New Year's Eve? Did you have a good time? Did you do any townport activities New Year's Eve or no?
Yeah, I didn't do the townport first night or any of the, you know, official town activities.
Right.
I did go to a restaurant that was having like a New Year's Eve thing, which I haven't done that in a really long time.
Right.
And it reminded me, I'm not so much for the contrived, like all the contrived stuff, the hats, the I'm proud of myself. I didn't put on any glasses that said 2020.
You didn't. You're such a curmudgeon.
I know I am. I really am. The horns, the rat. My kids were going crazy. Couldn't stand these table near us. Kept doing those rattles that sound like baby rattles, where it's like.
That's right. I forgot you dragged your kids to this thing.
Dragged
poor kids.
It was the first time they saw some kind of adult.
No wonder why
theater.
They texted me to ask for Child Protective Services number while they were there. I couldn't figure it out, and then I remembered why.
It was their first time at like this kind of a, you know, adult New Year's party. And I think they will be turned off from them forever. They keep referring to it as a boomer party. They're like, remember at the boomer party when?
Right.
There was one really funny thing that the three of us bonded on about that happened at the party. And we saw it separately. And like it came out over the course of the days that it struck all of us as funny. This older woman was dancing. But she was dancing like in a jog. Have you ever seen that?
Right.
I've never seen it before. She was like jogging in place, basically, to the music.
Yes, I am a jogger, so I know.
Oh, you're a jogger dancer?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
How did I not know
Here,
that about
look,
you?
I'm showing you. Look.
And you just jog while you're dancing.
Right.
Yeah, yours is just the handles. This was like a full-on jog. Like, and then every once in a while, she would sort of do a jog to the side.
Uh-huh.
She'd move her hands to the side, but jogging in place. We got such a kick out of that.
Is she jazzercising or jogging, or is she a Richard Simmons fan, or what's the story?
She may have been all of the above. She was in her 70s. She was in good shape, better shape than me, but she was in her 70s, so maybe jazzercise back in the day. I don't know, but I wasn't familiar with the jog dance, and my kids got such a kick out of it. So every once in a while, just out of nowhere, one of us will start doing the jog dance, and it makes us all laugh, and then we all start doing the jog in place dance.
I feel like I'm watching Flashdance right now. What if?
Oh, I've got a blanket.
I know.
I have a shirt on.
It's I know you have a shirt.
It's
off the shoulder. It's the off the shoulder.
Not on purpose.
There you go. That's better. What a feel. Now, but more importantly, we haven't brought up Richard Simmons in a long time. Whatever happened? Remember that podcast was all the rage for like 5 weeks, and then nobody even talked about
it. Trying to find him, and he still hasn't like resurfaced. I think that's it. I think he's just done with public life completely.
Are you Richard Simmons, really? Is that who I'm talking to? Are you Sasha going to come out as Richard Simmons at some point or no?
That would be funny. Where would I be hiding the afro?
Right. under the crown that you're wearing on your head right now.
The knobby bun.
So, yeah, so you went, getting back to New Year's, circling it around, you went to a boomer party, you dragged your kids there. They now hate New Year's more than any other holiday on the face of the calendar.
They prefer the way they used to spend it, at home with their cousins, usually over break. We'd go to see their cousins in L.A., or their cousins would come to us, and we'd have a little home party. They prefer that. They're like me. They definitely realize that, like, being with a bunch of strangers that you don't know is not the same as just being with a couple people you love on New Year's. Like, it's a little depressing being with all the strangers and watching them do their stranger things.
Exactly. That's why we sat at home, like I said, right after the show. I went out, got drunk, rolled into my house around 3:30 and sat in my chair until midnight when I stumbled into bed and went to sleep. The perfect New Year's.
I bet you had the best New Year's.
That amazing. Ordered in food. And it was great.
Just you and your ex-wife, or were your kids there?
And the kids actually made a surprise appearance.
Oh, so that makes it perfect.
It was
great. To
have
the family, just to have the family together. Nobody you don't like.
Amazing. Well, I didn't say I didn't like them, but it was fine anyway. So it still worked out.
And what kind of food did you bring home for everybody?
We brought home, we've brought home food every single night since they've been home. So let me try to think. We brought home, I think it was, Italian food that night.
Oh, that's nice.
We had a nice Italian feast. From Franchetti's on Main Street. It was perfect.
Oh, that's nice. Shout out to Franchetti's.
Yes, exactly. Well, the food was good. If it wasn't good, I wouldn't have said anything. So,
for some reason, when I was growing up, our New Year's, my dad used to bring home cold cuts, like as if that was something special. But it felt special because it was the New Year's thing.
So what was better, the cold cut New Year's or the boomer New Year that you just went to?
Well, I guess I'd have to say the boomer New Year only because I was with my own children, and I'm happy that I was with my children. But growing up, those New Year's felt fun, you know, with my siblings and my father, and we'd have our cold cuts. Usually we'd be the babysitter because he'd go out disco dancing.
I really think our new studio is haunted, by the way, because I don't know if people heard it, but I just heard a loud creaking. And if there are ghosts here, can they just tell the other world to listen to Community News Podcast? Because we can use all the listeners, whether of this dimension or any other dimension.
True. Do you think the other world listeners, like, will their subscribes count?
I hope so. They're big furry fans on the other side. So
are
I'm
they?
Hoping, yes.
I
That's
hope
what
so
I'm looking
too.
Forward to. Just being ensconced in my furry costume at all times and not having to worry about it. That's
and
what
ghosts.
You have to look forward to on the other side.
And ghosts. You know,
and
I
ghosts.
Used to be into taking ghost tours, but I haven't taken one since we started the show. And now I'm thinking I should take some ghost tours and give out the Community News card just plastered around the ghost tour bus, you know.
Oh my God, we went on a ghost tour once, and another ghost tour was passing us, and the guide said to each other, "May the spirits be with you." It was
Come
the
on.
Most amazing thing
that is so
ever.
Funny.
It was amazing, amazing.
I my family has been joking that I should start giving ghost tours of this area, because there aren't any actual ghost tours yet in this town, and they know how much I love ghost tours.
That is our business that is starting this spring. Forget about anything else. Everything else is going by the wayside.
Okay.
Sasha is going to give Townport ghost tours. I will set it up this spring coming.
Stories. I mean, there are actual real, you know, history here of the hundreds of years of pilgrims and people that settled here. But we were talking about how funny it would be to just make up a bunch of stuff. And
even
make
better.
Up
it's
going to
be
tours.
Great.
Yeah. And then just like charge people. And, you know, they'd really just be getting charged for my humorous, magnetic personality.
Okay. Well, we don't want to give away too much yet. This is still an idea in progress. So we will work this. One last question. Kids are back to school. I know as much as you love spending New Year's Eve with them, I'm sure you're thrilled to have them back at school. Any reports from the first day of school? Everything okay over there? You know, since my kids are gone back to college, I have no idea.
What I heard was that they went back to school and a lot of the staff were just gone. And they said they didn't know if they were on vacation and still needed a day back. No, apparently there's been some more, what is the word? Employee changes in the staff. So I don't know if some people just had it and quit and walked out, or there were some more people put on leave, but they said that The staff was flimsy. Like a third of the staff was gone.
You know, you got to throw on that I-Team shirt. It's 2020, yeah. The year of Barbara Walters, 2020, and you got to find out exactly what's going on. So, because our listeners are yearning to find out what's happening in the school, and what better person to do it than you?
Well, you know now, you can't get into a school. Even if your kids go there, it's like a fortress.
Well, you know, I'm sure you'll charm your way in somehow to get in.
Oh, last year I went to pick up my youngest. He was in the nurse's office, and I just took a peek over at the cafeteria, and the security guard said to me, "You're not allowed to look over there." I said, "I'm not allowed to look at the lunch in the open space cafeteria?" "No, we don't want the kids to feel like they have a lack of privacy from the parents." I was like,
"Are you kidding me?"
"This is the least." Yeah. I was like, "This is the least place they've got the lack of privacy."
Yeah, you're kidding me, or yeah, you're not kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
Were you wearing a bra at the time?
I was. I was fully dressed.
Are you sure? Yeah. Fully dressed. So you're wearing pants also? Good for you.
Right. I was nothing strange, but.
well, let's not go so far.
It's only on my days where I'm a little bit too much stuck in the house that I get a little too lazy with the garb. Uh-huh. I need to be like my sister-in-laws. They say their mother taught them this. Their mother was like this. They get fully dressed every day like they're going to, you know, high end. VIP, five star, every day. And the makeup and the hair. And then whatever the day brings, they feel ready for it and they feel good. And, you know, I always say when they inspire me to actually put on makeup and a bra, I do feel better. They're right. Uh-huh. But it feels like so much work every day to do that. But they always look like beauty queens.
Well, we have established that it takes you a half an hour to get into that bra, so I can understand why it's a great ordeal. So.
Exactly.
Okay, last question on the podcast for you. You said 2020 is the year of Pilates. Have you gone yet? When is the Pilates class?
Tomorrow, when the kids will be in school, that's when I plan to go back. To go.
Okay, so your first Pilates. So on our next episode, you are going to report about the magical powers of Pilates. Is that what you're going to do?
Well, here's the problem. I don't know the schedule, so I don't know what time class. Like, do you think I should figure that out beforehand today so that I go to an actual class instead of just walking in and going, when's there a class I can take?
I'm
going to
make my first 2020 prediction in that next week we will not be talking about you going to Pilates.
I did stop by the place once to try and get the schedule, but there was nobody up front. Everybody was on the reformers, so I didn't get the schedule. But I suppose I could be a little resourceful and go online and find it and pick an actual class for tomorrow, right?
That will be your first mission of 2020.
Yes.
And it's perfect.
Assignment.
That's it. I think we're done. It's our first episode of 2020, number 98. Next episode is number 99.
Wow.
And I think that's about wraps up this episode of Community News. As always, my name is Paul.
As always, my name is Sasha.
Sasha, it's been a delight seeing you. I love the crown on your head. Good luck at Pilates this week. I will talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you. See you next Tuesday, Paul. We love you, community.
Take care. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.